From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andrew Yost. A year ago, Ferguson, Missouri was a quiet working-class suburban town. The uneasy relationship between its growing black population and its mostly white police force barely registered in local headlines. But everything changed on August 9, 2014, when a white officer named Darren Wilson shot and killed Michael Brown, a black 18-year-old who was unarmed. The shooting launched the Black Lives Matter movement. Now the city government and the streets themselves look much different. The city has a new police chief, a new city manager, and a new municipal judge, all black, who replaced white leaders. All Ferguson officers wear body cameras. The city council has new members too, several of whom are black, and the business district at the center of last year's protests is slowly rebuilding. St. Louis's mayor has nominated 7 candidates for an eventual civilian oversight board that will review complaints against the city's police. Mayor Francis Slay's office says the candidates were chosen from a pool of over nearly 50 hopefuls for the board. Slay's selections are multicultural and include a bank employee, self-employed business owners, retirees, and current and past administrators of community organizations. The city's Public Safety Committee will hold a November public hearing on the nominees, and the St. Louis Board of Aldermen eventually will vote on whether to confirm them. The board will have the power to make recommendations, but not have disciplinary authority. It will review evidence and witness statements from police internal affairs investigations, then report its findings to the Public Safety Director and Police Chief. A new report shows a Missouri agency does not plan to recover what an audit described as about $1.5 million in overpayments for an early childhood development program. An audit of the State Fund for Early Childhood Programs released in February said the Social Services Department overpaid about $1.5 million for Early Head Start. A follow-up report released Thursday shows the agency isn't planning on recovering that money from nonprofits contracted to provide services. The report notes the agency says the contracted nonprofits deserved the additional funding to train more staff and expand facilities. 3 other changes recommended by the auditor's office haven't fully been implemented. Work has been done to collaborate between agencies to more efficiently provide services and stop double billing. A 60-year-old Southwest Missouri man has come forward with a Mega Millions lottery ticket worth $25 million before taxes. The Missouri Lottery announced yesterday that Raul Ahumada of Noel, Missouri, took what he thought was a $25,000 winner onto the lottery's Springfield office Tuesday and learned he was an even bigger winner. Ahumada works at a chicken processing plant and says he plans to, quote, try to find a nice mountain home and stay there. Lottery officials say Ahumada bought his winning ticket for the July 31st drawing at a Rio Alce convenience store in Noel. He let the computer pick the winning numbers. Officials say Ahumada's jackpot was the 427th ticket worth $1 million or more sold in Missouri since the lottery was started in 1986. I'm Andrew Yost, KBIA News, Columbia.